Actually, I'm really sorry we had to interrupt you reading Mein Kampf for this whole podcast. You're in a very bad mood. But you were just telling me, what chapter of Mein Kampf are you on right now?
13. Amazing piece of literature. Amazing.
It's really that good.
Very historical.
That's interesting.
Honestly, I like the ideologies in it. I don't know how to say this. Very eye-opening, to say the
least.
That's
interesting.
Very
eye-opening.
Oh, we're
supposed to be rolling now? We're going? Okay.
Oh, we're rolling? Okay.
Still on cam. All right, that's fine. But just if people want to pick up the book, I think it's everywhere.
Idiots, like stupid people will not understand that joke. I'm going to be dead set with you. They're going to be like, yeah. What's Mein Kampf?
Well, where can I read this Mein Kampf? Is that the new Maze Runner book? Oh my goodness. Harry Potter is getting very advanced with their names. Sounding very German now. Oh goodness. Guys, yeah. welcome to the
that's
Class
a joke
Clown
for the,
Show.
That's a joke for the dumb people. But yeah, welcome everybody.
Yeah, well,
it's good,
I'm Kirby
it's good
Sloan.
To see you all back.
He has a tiny penis, and that's why his girlfriend broke up with him. Sorry, what's your name?
We should get into that. I'm Luke DeFranco. He's Kirby Sloan, and this is the Class Clown Show. Everybody, welcome.
Thank you. So, I've been watching some TV. There's a very hyped TV show. We want to open with this because you and I are on very different sides of this.
Outer Banks.
The show sucks.
It's genuinely the best show I've seen in a long while. I'm going to be honest. It's not a good show. Like, it's bad. Like, the acting is bad, number one.
It's so dumb. It's so unrealistic. How do people watch them? You're like, well, that could just happen to anybody.
The plot is probably the stupidest, like, plot I've seen in a while. Like, it's
just
really bad.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, so I was thinking that because I started last night. So I was just watching and I was like, you know, it's getting a little unrealistic. I want to explain the plot for everyone who's never seen the show, because I'm only on episode 2, like halfway through.
I'm halfway through episode 3, and I have no motivation to move on because it is so bad.
I have one motivation to move on, and that is Sarah Cameron.
And
love
I have
of my
one
life.
Word to explain her, and it's overrated.
Underrated.
She is overrated.
She's everything I want, ever.
And what is
she's
that? List it off. What do you... So, you know, our female listeners get
so,
understanding.
Yeah, this is for the ladies, but number one, just the way she acts with John B. Dude, the way she... That's his name, right?
I think so. Right, I couldn't care less if you
whatever.
Got that guy's name
John
wrong.
B. is probably his name, but the way she acts around him, like the stuff she just does these little things. Like when he's on... if you don't know the show, you're not going to understand. But when he's like putting the empty like tanks back of the oxygen because he stole it.
On their yacht, yeah.
This is episode 1, so I'm not spoiling anything, but when he's putting it back and she's like there and she's just, it's 5 a.m., but somehow she figures out exactly what he's doing within like 10 seconds. And then she's like, oh, John B., I won't tell my dad.
Yeah, wait,
like, your secret's safe with me.
Can somebody explain to me in this first episode, we're not spoiling anything, he steals tank because he works on their boat. He brings them back. And how, without her even looking at the tanks, she goes, why is that tank empty? Without even looking at the tank.
Dude, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
Makes no sense.
She's like, did you top off the tanks, John B? And he's like, no. And she's all like, that's weird. Why are you bringing back empty tanks?
She didn't even
and then
look
he's
at
like,
them.
He's like, why are you even sleeping on the boat? And she's like, it's the only place with AC. And then she's like, oh, John B., I won't tell my dad that you stole our oxygen tanks and used
And how
them
about
all.
The fact that there's a little kid just hiding in the stairs of the yacht?
Okay, yeah, yeah. No. I thought that was the bathroom. Let me explain that scene a little bit better. And then, so Sarah Cameron's sister is in, like, a different part of the yacht at 5 a.m., just hiding there, like, eavesdropping in on the conversation. In what world is a girl... like spying on her sister at 5 in the morning on their boat nonetheless on the boat, and she's just listening to the conversation like she expected it to happen.
But
it's 5 in the morning.
What world do you sleep on a boat and not know that your sibling is also on the boat while you are awake?
No, it,
it genuinely makes no sense.
I'm not gonna lie. That scene, like, Sarah really got me there. She was like, she was just on her boat, like, just chilling there, and I was like, oh,
but it's
Sarah.
So dumb. And the cops.
I know it's dumb, but
so bad acting.
It's so
in that show,
good.
Man.
It's so good. I just, oh, I really like the show. I'm not gonna lie. It, okay, the act. I'm gonna explain the plot for everyone who doesn't.
I'd love to see you explain this.
Know.
I want to see how you explain this.
What the plot is. Okay, so if you've never seen the show, I'm gonna explain it as best as I can. So they live in like a Hawaii type area, like whatever, and the main character, his name is John B. I think. I don't know exactly. Yeah, if I'm wrong, correct me.
It's the Outer Banks.
But
Paradise on Earth.
It's the Outer Banks. Paradise on Earth. That's how he starts. But anyway, it's this dude who I think in the show he's supposed to be like 17, but he's probably like 24, 25.
I think he's almost 30.
You know, yeah, he's maybe even almost 30.
Very weird.
It starts like that. So he lives by himself as a 17-year-old because his dad has gone missing. His dad has gone missing, and his uncle is his caregiver. But his uncle is building houses in Michigan for some odd reason. So him and his friends just, like, chill at his house, even though they're, like, 16, 17.
They and none
just
of them know
chill
how to clean, by the way.
Yeah, and the house is, like, super dirty, and they just drink beer and smoke J's, like, all day. And then Child Protective Services comes, and they're like, John B., this is unsafe. But John B., he makes a deal with the police officer that works for Child Protective Services because he found the boat. No one's going to understand this. He found a boat, and the cops want the boat because there's, like, drugs and money on the boat, or there's some sort of treasure, right? So John B., like, he tells the lady cop, he's like, oh, listen, lady cop, if you let me live here with my friends, like, I won't go to the boat, right? But then, what does John B. do? Like, as the rebel he is, he goes to the boat, and he steals the compass on the boat, which tells him where the treasure is. So now the cops are looking for John B. But wait, there's more. There's people who want the treasure, and they want that compass. So when
you
John
spoiled
B's
what it was,
boat,
by the way, you just spoiled like the whole end of the first episode.
This is the first episode. Who cares? Watch it. Skip it. I don't care.
Don't watch it anyways. People should
so
watch
then
the show.
They get followed by these Russian mobsters. I'm assuming they're Russian. I don't know why.
Always and blame the Russians, Luke. Way to go.
The gang members
the
or the Russian mobsters are following them on their boat. And they start shooting at them because they want the compass from John B. So these Russian mobsters, they're in a boat chase, and they start shooting at John B. and his friends. But somehow, he has the worst aim in the world, and he misses every shot. He shoots maybe 10, 15 rounds, and he misses every single shot. And then the girl who they're friends with, John B.'s friend, the girl, I don't know her name. I think it's Kiara. I'm not sure. My apologies to the producers. But then the girl's like, I have an idea. So she gets up instead of laying on the deck. And so she doesn't get hit by the bullet. She gets up, grabs a fishing net, throws it into the water to catch it on their motor, which stops their boat. So they're no longer being chased. So then John B. and his friends like high five. They're like, oh my gosh, we did it. Oh my gosh, we escaped. And it's this whole chase. And I'm in love with Sarah Cameron because of the way she treats John B. And that's it.
Plain and simple, I think you're the worst English student I've ever seen in my life. Off one reason, you're like, here, let me explain the show for you. And then you summarize the whole first episode in detail.
Because that's a summary.
The summary should just be teenagers find treasure after dad goes missing. Watch it. Like, that's the summary that I'm giving.
Okay, but you got to admit, the scene with the shots when they're getting shot at, that may be the most far-fetched scene.
It's worse than Stormtrooper
like,
shooting.
It's bad. Like he's shooting, and I don't know, their boats are maybe 50 feet apart.
Wait,
a little,
here,
100
let me explain,
feet, maybe.
Let me explain this in a realistic sense, okay? Just so people can understand. The boat that the kids are in is something you would find at a junkyard that they fixed up for maybe $50. The boat the mobsters are in is probably way more expensive, but somehow the worst boat is a lot faster, right?
Because of John B.
For some reason. Because
he knows
Kiara
how to whip it around.
Can stand up fully, just like this. Stands up on the boat for 20 seconds, and the guy can't hit a shot anywhere.
He misses every shot. He shoots like 15 shots, and they're all like on the deck of the boat, and they're like laying down, and he misses every single shot.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. It makes no sense.
And somehow John B's boat, for some reason, which is probably he got it for probably $50, is like just as fast as like the $10,000 boat that, or more, way more, literally way more.
It's like, it has to be much probably more. It's
probably like a $200,000 speed boat that's chasing this old janky John B boat, and somehow they get out of it, and no one's hurt, no one gets shot.
It's so just ridiculously far-fetched in a sense that it makes me mad. You know what makes me mad too? Is they find, as you already spoiled it, but they find the compass, or they do something, and every time they mention a compass to somebody, just because everybody knows, they go, how did you get that? No, I can't talk to you anymore. I can't talk. And the worst acting too, like the, you have it,
the one scene,
can't talk to you.
The one scene with the lady.
That's funny.
I saw that. The one scene with the lady. Oh, that was perfect timing, dude. No, the one scene where the mobsters break into the lady's house and they're like, where the fuck is the compass? And they start like shooting her and shit. And they don't shoot her, but like they beat the shit out of her.
Basically, and then, in the bathroom.
And then John B, he hears this whole thing because he's hiding behind the house. He hears the whole thing. He goes inside to see the lady. He's like, you're okay. It's okay. We're not going to beat you like they did. And then for some odd reason, she knows everything about the compass. She's like, where did you get that? Oh my goodness. I can't speak to you anymore. And she starts like, it's really far-fetched and just, I don't know. I'm obsessed with it.
I think the other thing that really annoyed me too is the fact that I think they're living in the 50s where social class separates them almost like it's racial segregation. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
No, no.
It's ridiculous.
Dude, when the movie started, or not the movie, when the show started, he's like, yeah, this is where the kooky trookies live. Yeah, they're pretty rich. They're pretty rich. Oh, but me? No. I'm a chupa chupa. I live in the poor area.
The poogs. They've made themselves a racial, like...
The pogues.
It's the pogues or whatever. Going on. I don't care. But it's basically their own, like, word of Karen. Like, it's discrimination. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, you're a pogue? And like, what did you just call me? Like, it's almost racist to them for some reason.
So Sarah Cameron's bad. She's a part of the Koopa Troopas, and she's really rich. I don't know what it's called, so I'm just going to make up names. But she's so rich because they have a boat, and John B. works on the boat. And it's just
a yacht?
It's a yacht, my bad. You can sleep on it. It has air conditioning. We learned that in episode one.
I just think that, and I posted on my story, literally before we watched this show, I'm like, this show sucks. I can't, like, I literally cannot watch it. I'd rather watch a Logan Paul vlog. I'm just saying. It's that bad.
Yeah.
There's so much wrong with it.
It's just far-fetched.
It's just so ridiculous. It's so, like, just aimed at teens that they think we're stupid.
It's working. It's trending. It's number 4 in Canada today. Number 4 in Canada. It's for people like me, Kirby.
It's terrible. It's just, there's so many better shows out there, man, and people don't realize it.
It's far-fetched. It's unrealistic, which is the same thing as far-fetched. The plot makes absolutely no sense.
But I was watching this documentary before that was way better. It was this documentary on midget gangbangs. Dude, it is 10 times better.
Midget gangbangs.
It's so much better than the Outer Banks. It's so interesting. Do you know the history of it?
Inform me.
So basically, there's no documentary, by the way. So I'm gonna make up this up on the spot. So here we go.
Make a plot for me. You know what? Make a plot for me about anything that's better than the plot of Outer Banks. Please do. Just go. The floor is yours.
Here's how it started. So gangbangs were originated way back when, right? And it just became this big hype that everybody did it. And so they then realized that, I'm sorry, I can't call them midgets, by the way. They're little people. The little people realize that the max, like, gangbang that they set, the biggest one, like, that you can really do, like, you can push it to for, right, like, people, is about 50. And so little people realized, you know, we can do this to, like, 150 if we wanted. We just have so much more space.
We could probably hit 200, maybe even 3.
That's what they were saying, and it kept going. It became this worldwide phenomenon, and now there are little people gangbang clubs all downtown. Like it's just insane.
Netflix,
thing.
if you wanna make this show, couple royalty
I'll
fees.
I'll produce it.
We'll be willing to give the plot away. Just hit our lines.
It's so interesting.
Come on.
I'm just saying, like, we can create this whole thing, and it's really interesting. And
go ahead. Yeah, I don't know why, but that topic, for some reason, reminded me of Travis Scott's new song. I don't know why. Don't ask why. But
the Scots?
I wanted to bring this up. Yeah, the Scots with Kid Cudi. And I wanted to bring it up. I don't know why, but I swear, Travis Scott shouts out the Hype House in it.
What does he say that shouts out the Hype House?
He says, the cops, that's Kid Cudi's part, but there was a part and it's like,
lock up the house.
We see that. Yeah. We see the hype outside right from the house, something like that.
But do you think Travis Scott really cares about the Hype House? Dude?
No, but you mean the guy from Fortnite? Travis Scott?
Yeah, sorry. Fortnite made this.
Did you
guy
go
popular.
To the? Did you go? You went. I think we talked about
this. I
did.
For sure, I did.
I went too. Cause yeah, it was actually. I thought it was cool. It was a cool idea. Cool. It was a cool idea. Just maybe on a different game, it would have been a better idea.
I thought it was actually because they did a pretty good job. I think
now there's gonna be a bunch of like 7-year-olds like listening to like Travis Scott, and it makes me uncomfortable. Like your little brother's gonna come up to you and be
he
like,
loves
"Yo,
Travis
did
Scott.
You hear the Fortnite song?"
Yeah,
now
he likes it, man. It's like
now he does.
Here's the thing, though: when you listen to songs as a kid, you still don't realize what the lyrics mean until later. Like I've listened back to some songs I really like. Like, "Oh, that is not okay that I was singing that song out loud."
Yeah, when you're like maybe 10 or 11, you're just like, all right, it's just a song. It's catchy. I like it. But then you go back and you listen to the lyrics. And I'm like, maybe as a 10-year-old, I should not have been listening to this stuff.
As a 10-year-old, it's fine. Then you listen to the lyrics again. You're like, oh, that song bang. And it's like, beat my wife so hard. My dad beat me as a kid. Just beat her back.
Ooh.
Diarrhea runs in the family.
Ooh.
Stuck in my
runs
jeans.
Runs down my leg. Stuck down my leg. Just, ooh. What if we...
like that.
I feel like for a future episode, me and you need to either make a song or maybe even freestyle a little bit, because I feel like just like my freestyle game is just really nutty.
Do you want to hear me freestyle right now? I could freestyle right now.
Mm-hmm. I might even hop on it. Like drop the mic. Let me drop a beat.
Oh.
The lights are flickering. Ooh.
Ooh. I'm just doing it for dramatic effect. Ready? Here we go.
Ooh.
I need a bad bitch. Look to Franco. He's the baddest.
Ooh, ooh, he gets all the hoes. Ooh.
He got a big asshole.
Ooh.
Stuck my dick in. It is so big, yeah. I put a pumpkin pie in it. It got really warm. He got internal bleeding. Had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Emergency center.
Yeah.
Hop on it, Trav. Yeah. In the emergency. Yeah. Doctor went in. Fist in. Pulled pumpkin pie out. Yeah.
Ooh,
didn't know what to do.
Pie out. Ooh,
put the apple pie
like
in.
A light.
Hit it with
a
Luke.
Hit him with a pumpkin pie in my butt. Hit him with a pumpkin pie in my nut. That was so clean, dude. That was so clean. Travis, hit us up for a feature.
I'm just saying.
We could rap about the hype
on Spotify.
Okay, if you... Okay, smash like button. If this hits on YouTube, if this hits... 17 likes. We're dropping that on Spotify.
We got 71 likes on the last video. I think we can aim for like 100. 100 likes, we'll put the song on Spotify.
Fair enough. We'll record that song exactly. Those lyrics.
You know what? Here, 100 likes on this podcast episode. I will reach out to my friend who makes beats, and we will have a song for you guys in 2 weeks. 100 likes.
Yeah, 100 likes. 100 likes.
100 likes.
100 likes. Okay. That's it.
That's what I'll say.
I do want to talk about YouTube a little bit I do want to talk about it because
you dropped your first video, man. Congrats on that.
I did. Thank you. I dropped my first video and I want to talk about the hate I've been getting from that video. Just so much, the amount of hate. And I don't.
Wait, you're actually getting hate?
It got a dislike. Yeah. I'm done too. Honestly, I'm done. Yeah. The show's
this
over.
Is ridiculous.
No, the show's over. Show's over. Who would dislike it, dude? It got like literally like 150 views. Why would you dislike? Who would what is there to be mean about? I have like 12 subscribers. Why would you dislike it? I don't know who it could be.
Look, I'm really sorry, but I'm gonna have to pull the emotional card. I hope the dislike's watching, but Luke doesn't want to say it on the video.
Yeah. What are you doing? I'm on a call.
What kind of call?
With Kirby.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are we having for dinner?
Well, I forgot paper towels, so I have to go back to
Rabba. Oh, didn't you just go to Loblaws?
Yeah, first.
And you've okay. What do you know? What we're having which one?
I'm gonna do the turkey.
Turkey. Yeah. Okay.
I'm so keeping this in the video.
So, I guess this has turned into a meet my mom video. So that's my mom. We're having turkey for dinner.
So as I was saying, though, I didn't want to pull this out, but for the disliker, look, Luke will never say this in the video, but
he's a Make-A-Wish kid, and this was just his dream, was to just make a video.
Just make a video.
And you're really disliking it? I got an alarm going off. Sad.
It's just, it was upsetting, dude, because, like, like, if you're going to hate, at least do it on with a big creator. Why do you have to hate someone with 12 subscribers?
I don't understand. But what was in your video to dislike? Like, I watched it. You didn't say anything. I know. Like, you were just being dumb in the woods.
Like, yeah, I was literally, it's literally me going for a walk in the woods. Link to my channel in description below. Link to my channel in description.
Also, it's not the Suicide Forest, by the way, just so everybody knows. There have been some controversy that in the past. It's not.
The second someone saw Forest in the title, that dislike automatic. It was Logan Paul, or was it Jake Paul who did that? Logan? It was Logan. Logan. So, yeah, Logan dislikes the video. He saw it, and he's like, Forest? No. And he disliked it.
It's such an interesting video, but I think you could have taken it a step further. I was just, here's my issue with your video, okay? And maybe I disliked it for this reason, but
go ahead.
I went in and I was like, this is going to be great. And I'm 2 minutes in and you didn't show your boobies on camera. And I was a little bit heartbroken.
No boobies.
I was like,
what are you, no boobies.
What are you doing?
It's all right. It's fine. I thought the video was okay. I didn't think it was anything special or amazing. I thought it was better than 147 views and 6 likes, but to each their own, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's because you haven't promoted it on this pod yet, and we have a much bigger audience, so
go
check it out, people.
Go fuck with it. Link in description. Link down below. Link in my Instagram bio, too. I know y'all follow me on Instagram.
We had one other thing we wanted to... Oh, yeah, we need to have a quick conversation about people going outside during this pandemic
quick chat.
Right now.
Quick chat about that.
Because this is riling me up, okay? And listen, it's you. It's you, white girls.
Do you want to talk?
Hi, Kirby.
Hi.
Can you hear that?
I can hear that.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi. How are you?
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you? Oh, you can't hear me.
I can't hear.
He said, I'm very good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How's your parents and your family? Everybody good?
You as well. Hope you guys are all well.
Good.
He said.
Thumbs up.
He said, "You hopefully everything is good here."
Everything's great.
I feel like there's a language barrier, and I'm like translating.
Do I need to speak Yugoslavian to help you out?
What did you say?
We're good? Okay.
Quick minute. We need just a quick minute.
Okay.
Well, this will go out, you know?
I think your mom is the special guest on this episode. You know what, Luke? Perfect. Let's just use your mom as a... This is a good segue into
fan
Q&A. We dropped a poll on our Instagram, if you're not following it.
Yay.
At The Class Clown Show. And we asked for some of your questions.
Q&A.
So we have some questions. Are you ready to roll with it? Okay, I got the first
question.
Let's
go.
First
question. Let's get into it.
We
yes,
have
sir.
The age-old question. This is like the age-old question from day one. Ass or tits? And there's a follow-up if one is chosen.
Okay.
If one is chosen, there's a follow-up.
Okay, I think... I want you to guess my answer. I just want you to guess. I think you should know this.
I know your answer
for
sure.
Now.
I know you, you're more of a...
Yes, sir.
More of a caboose fellow yourself.
Yes, sir! Yes,
you're a big
sir.
Caboose
yes,
man.
Yes, sir. I am.
Now,
I'm
what,
into the
what
booty.
Made you... What was the defining moment when you realized?
I was about 7 years old, Kirby. I'm not going to lie. I was about 7 years old. And I was at Costco with my mother riding in the back of the cart when, 2 aisles over, I just see the most voluptuous booty I've ever seen in my entire life. And I look, and then from that day on, I just said, booty prevails over all. And that is just a life lesson that I had to take from a seven-year-old. Young
you know
me
what?
As a
that
seven-year-old.
Actually,
picture
I almost
me.
Have a similar story as my, when I realized that I was more of a booty
my
man.
Eyes lit up. My eyes lit up out of my head, and it was just the moment that... really defined probably the rest of my life.
That's so inspirational. I kind of had the same thing.
I'd like to hear your answer.
I was in Walmart. I was probably about 8 years old. And I was just walking with my parents, and I turn, and there's this person just grabbing out pizza pockets in the freezer, and they're bending over, and I go...
Oh, it's always the pizza pockets.
God damn, he's thick. And then I go, damn. And then when they turn around, I go... Grandpa, I didn't know you had all that cake, bro. God damn. You just convinced me, bro.
I wasn't expecting that.
That is huge.
I was not expecting that
damn.
Whatsoever. That's funny, though.
And
I
then
was
the follow-up question.
You to
sorry,
say that,
we got a follow-up
yeah.
question, too, because we both selected it. Ass shape or ass size?
Honestly, they both, to me, they both hold equal. If it's big but bad shape, who's gonna like that? But if it's little with good shape, who's gonna like that? You know, I feel like they're
equal. I go for shape. I gotta go for the shape.
I think if I lean towards one, it would be shape.
It has to be shape. It just has to be defined. This is getting very weird because I'm making hand motions, but
it just has to be like a nice curvature.
Yeah, kind of like yours, basically, is what I'm modeling it after.
I do have some cake.
You do be carrying around. Some
look at that, ladies.
He can twerk. Twerk right girls. Now. Come on, you got to show them.
Oh, no. I'd throw it back, but that's for maybe a milestone episode.
Might as well. All right, what's our next question, Luke? You got it for us.
Next question. All right, I do have the next question, actually. The next question is, how big should a big toe be?
What? How big should a big toe be?
Who asks these but things?
Are we supposed to like measure our big toes?
Who's
like
weird? How? I'm just saying it should be in comparison to your other toes, it should
so
be like.
I think I've realized how big your big toe should be. Just maybe it's just me personally, but I think like for mine, it should just be the length of your penis, right? Because this is mine, right? So it's supposed to be the length of your penis.
Yeah.
I assume.
But that's like double the length of yours, right?
Well, I'd say three times, really. So maybe, three times the size of
I'd
your
say.
Penis, right?
Damn. Okay, essentially, yeah.
And I've seen your penis,
wow,
so yours is about the same,
fast.
Too.
Yeah, me and,
we kind of go around the same. Mm-hmm. How big do you think your big toe should be?
Where is this episode going?
I have no idea.
I'd say it should be, next question, please.
All right, let's move on to the next question. I don't know how we're supposed to answer that. Like, we've measured our big toes before
or
something?
Yeah, who asked that?
I don't know, none of our business.
Or, we'll talk after the show. Okay. You tell me who asked
question
that
number
the show.
Three. Who is more of a ladies' man?
Oh, here we go.
Do you
want to
answer this? Because I know for sure.
I feel like I got the game, but do I really bag the girls? No. Like, I have the most confidence in the room, but like, the girls don't respond well to that, like at all.
I do think like, you're more of a ladies' man though, more than I am.
I know, but like you can say that all you want, but like I mean, look at my snap, it's dry. It's so dry.
So is mine though. I think yours is a little bit. You just got out of a relationship, so already it's a little bit more wet. You know.
Yeah, ladies.
Ladies, all I'm saying is,
I just got out of a relationship. If you're trying to,
he's here.
You know,
his hair will grow back. I promise.
It will grow back. It will grow back.
His pubes do not look like that. Yeah, the carpet doesn't match the drapes, I swear.
I feel like it is me, but then I feel like at the same time, like I have too much confidence, which ends up like not going well for me because I'm just too forward.
I think I'm too forward
with
as well,
girls,
though.
And they don't respond to it.
Like
well.
I just kind of go up and just like kind of flop my dick on their shoulder and I'm like, yes, no. Yeah, it's got me into a little bit of trouble.
What's up,
it's
baby?
Just a little bit with the confidence. That's kind of how it is.
Sir, this is a Starbucks. I'm going to have to ask you to leave before I call the authority. Do not dip it in the mocha, sir. I'm going to have to ask
basically,
you to leave.
Basically, that's the reason I can't go
to
school zones anymore. I have to be about 50 feet back. It was a long story. Very big misunderstanding, but it happened.
You know what? They did change the distance you can be, how far you can be from children, because it used to
it's
be 50
feet now.
And now it is only
Let's
6
go.
Feet.
Let's go. Can be closer. All right, hit us with your next question. You got it. What is it?
All right, next question. Next question is, it goes right back to the question of who is more of a ladies' man. Which of you is more likely to be gay? And the answer to that, I feel like Kirby has.
I feel like if anybody listened to the last episode and so far this episode, it is very clear it is me. It is very clear it would be me.
Okay. Let me just outline this for everyone. When I call Kirby about something, he ends the call with going like this.
And
kisses,
I say love
and he goes,
you.
Love you, bye.
And I need goodnight kisses.
And I say it back, but it's like sometimes it's just how many gay jokes
if
in a day.
If it's
gay like,
to kiss the
after
homies,
seven,
goodbye,
it,
lock me up. Lock me
then
up.
I'm out. Then I'm. If it's a crime to kiss the homies, then take me to jail. Yeah. Then take me to my cell.
Get me out of here, okay? As long as I give a support gift bag on the way out, I'll be
happy. That's a good question. I
definitely
like that question.
Me. 100%. I have no doubt.
100%.
All right, next one.
Oh, me too. All right, next question.
Weirdest thing you've done at a party?
Oh, okay. Mine is just, it's not weird, but it's a funny party story, and everyone's going to like it. And I'm not going to say names because I don't want, you know,
we've learned
bad things to happen to this pod. We don't name drop anymore. But yeah, I said something, and it was a fun. It was funny. Kirby, you were at this party too. It was a Halloween party.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But
that party.
Yeah. So I was talking to someone, and she was like, "I'm not saying it's a girl, but she was like, she was saying whatever." And me and her have a past, I'd say. So I said something to her, and she looked at me dead in the eyes, and she slapped me across the face for what I said. I'm not gonna say what I said out loud,
please,
because it is
inappropriate. Can you change it? Can you and change it to the PG version, so the words are kind of changed?
I can. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Say it as if you're on Barney, right? And I'm Barney. Hi, kids. Luke's gonna tell us a story. Go ahead.
So I'll play me, and I'll play everyone else in the story too. So it's hey, hi, how's it going? That's me. And then she goes, oh, it's good. And I say, hey, do you want to come on to the podcast with blank and blank? And then we can call the episode 3 blanks and 1 mouth. And then she said, that wasn't very funny. And she slapped me in the face.
I was right next to you when that happened.
Yeah.
How did I not remember this? Because now I know who it is, and I know exactly how that went down, because I listed the other two guys.
It's pretty funny. I thought it was pretty funny. I enjoyed it. That's going to get me in trouble. I'm just going to sip my water and pretend like I didn't say that.
Anybody that doesn't
okay?
like kind of get that at all is just sitting there like, what is happening? What is going on?
Yeah, I apologize if you're listening.
Mine's a little bit more straightforward, though. I kept talking about there's a big lead up to like party season. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do at a party one time? I'm like, I'm going to shower at somebody's house. I was like, I'm just going to take a shower and just leave. And I thought that would be hilarious. And then somebody...
I kind of want to do
and
that.
That's what I thought. I was like, that is hilarious. That. So somebody throws an Airbnb party, and I go there. I got a nice drip on. I basically don't know anybody there, so I really couldn't care less. It wasn't a fun party. So I go to the bathtub and the shower, and I got so lazy that I was like, I'm not going to shower. So I just took a shit in their bathtub and left. The Airbnb.
Did you really do this?
It's an Airbnb.
Now they're listening. They're listening, and they know. And now you're gonna get an invoice for a $300 cleaning fee.
That was not the worst thing that happened that night, dude.
$300 cleaning fee.
Not the worst thing that happened that night.
I couldn't attend, sadly, but
that's another story.
I was there in spirit.
Don't worry.
I was there. That's a story.
You didn't miss much, but it's fine. That was the weirdest thing I've ever done at a party.
Yeah, that is the weirdest thing anyone has ever done at a party.
But
apparently.
Do you want to? I actually want to shower at somebody at the next party I go to after all this. I that's such a goal of mine.
I'd be down. Dude, imagine me and you in our underwear, socks on, obviously, showering, and someone shower, and someone just comes into the washroom because they have to go. And they just, the second they see us, they're like, what did I just, interrupt on?
It's going to look so weird for you because you're going to feel awkward, and I'm just going to be making weird comments like, damn, you kind of thick though with the water there, you know, because I'm the gay one out of both of us. And you're just going to, I'm going to make you very uncomfortable.
I'm just trying to get clean, bro. I'm just trying to get clean, bro.
Yo, I don't go in the shower to get clean, bro. I don't do that. Anyways.
That's enough of that.
We have some debate topics
anyway,
we brought, and
yes, we do.
I guess we'll start with that. A new segment. We're going to debate. This was brought to my attention.
Oh, yes, we are. Okay.
Is Santa Claus evil?
3, 2, 1, yes.
Yeah.
That was so late. We'll try again. 3, 2,
yes.
1, yes.
I was on beat, yeah.
I feel like it's delayed. It's just delayed.
But basically we both understand
delayed either way.
That Santa Claus is evil.
Santa Claus is evil.
No man should be coming down my chimney at night when I'm asleep and having sex with my mother. Wait a second. That's not Santa Claus.
Kirby, that's just you. Kirby, that's just you.
Yeah, sorry.
That's your stepfather.
Maybe.
That's your stepfather. This is personal now. That's your stepfather,
Jeremy.
Somebody
cut the cameras.
And you saw
him. Guys, come on. This isn't real.
Clapping your mother.
Come on. This is not okay. I guess that was really a debate considering we both had the same answer.
final verdict, yes, Santa Claus is evil. Next question. What do women really want in a man? You go first.
Because
I'd like to see your
I think
input.
It's changed over time. Do you know what I mean? Because I think it started out with these perms and everything, and the Outer Banks, I think, is really changing it.
Oh, it really is. Now everyone's going to be like, surfer dude, John B, you know?
And I can't wear those clothes.
John B. But like, I think, I don't know, personality wise, women love assholes.
Yeah, it's very true.
Which is why I don't do well. Ladies, hit me up if you want to nice guy. As well, yeah. But I'm just kidding. I'm an asshole. Anyway, looks wise, I feel like it varies from girl to girl. They do enjoy the perms a lot.
Very weird stuff. Curly hair.
You got the curly hair going. You got the curly hair going.
I can if I don't comb it. And I don't like it, though, because I really have to comb my hair to get rid of the curls. I don't like the curls. I think it's very weird. But you can kind of see it as it gets longer.
So you wake up every morning, you comb your hair?
I have to, overly.
You wake up every morning and you comb your hair? I'll shave your head if you want.
Please don't. I was thinking about getting a mullet, though. That's true. I'm getting a mullet after this whole quarantine.
Yes, sir.
I think that's the way.
Dude, when my hair grows back, if this video gets 4 likes, if this video gets 4 likes, I will.
You'll get a mullet with me when your hair grows back?
I'll get a mullet when my hair grows back.
Let's go. Like, 4 likes.
I asked someone, I asked this girl, and I was like, because she cut her hair very short, shoulders. Ooh. And I thought it looked good, right? Yeah. And I was like, I'm a fan of the short hair, okay? Number one, I know a lot of guys aren't. I am a fan of the like short hair. I don't mind it. I don't hate it. I love it, to be honest. Short hair, ladies, hit me up. Anyway, I asked her and I was like, how long did your hair take to grow back? And she goes, about a year. I almost choked on my water when she said that. I was like, I have to wait a year for my hair to grow
back. No, your hair's been growing quick.
And until then, it has been growing quick. Let me get the nice little shot there. But like, I don't know, man. I feel like it's going to be a year. It was pretty long too. And it's growing back unevenly because my father cut it. Who is bald, so.
Wouldn't he know?
He has a lot of experience with
hair. So how do you make it uneven?
He doesn't shave his head, just doesn't grow.
What was I going to say? Oh, what girls... Yeah, okay. I had a comment. What was I going to say? I had something. Oh, there's a big difference between what girls want and what guys want. Because we will go for personality pretty much 10 times out of 10.
Agree.
Right?
Agree. Except I feel like every guy... Sorry to cut you off, but I feel like every guy has that one girl that they're just like... You cannot get over
it. It's very true. But you see, here's the difference with like attractive people and why this is the only reason why it doesn't work out with being attractive people. I swear, guys. I swear. But they're all mostly kind of boring, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, Kirby, you're like,
yeah,
you're kind of cute. But like, you know, you're funny, but you're like, I don't know, all your looks aren't there. But then they're like, you know, super attractive and really dull personality. I'm like, yeah, well, get a fucking knock-knock joke together. This is why I'm funny, you know? I fill it in with that.
You know, I feel like you can't have both. Let's be honest here. You can't be really attractive and have an amazing personality. I've been out with girls that are a 10.
And throw up on the
I'm
date.
Just thinking to myself, like, Kirby, why would you, now they know exactly who I'm talking about. And now it's really awkward, but she doesn't listen.
But you're telling me that you have been out with any other, like, super attractive women other than that? It's kind of hard to believe there's more than one. And you made her throw up on the date. It's probably just her to be. So. Really wasn't that successful.
Yeah. I probably wasn't being that sneaky about it, but yeah, you know who I'm talking about. And if you're watching this, you probably know me personally. So you probably
the
know
story
exactly
was on the old podcast
about.
Too. It's there. It's
it
not
was.
Up.
Back in the
there.
Day, the single mother's pod,
which we stopped because the schoolwork got
you know
too
what?
Much.
You know what? Schoolwork. But honestly, if this pod gets like in the far future, if we hit like 100k subs, we'll bring back like the old pod.
I'll release all the old episodes. I might release snippets here and there
subs.
Who knows?
100k subs,
we'll do it, swear to God.
Each you know what, since everyone loved the old pod so much and we can't really say the things we said on the old podcast, every time we hit a milestone subscriber number or like a crazy amount of user likes, we'll drop, this is a Luke promise, we will drop like snippets of old episodes that you guys really enjoy.
And also, we have an unreleased episode that we never dropped. True story.
Oh, we do.
We did
it
over Skype.
Oh,
never released.
Okay.
We could drop it.
Yeah. If you guys run up the numbers and we'll run it back. We might even, you know, bring it back if you run up the numbers.
You know what? Let's see what happens.
The hype
maybe
is here.
We drop it on a Patreon or something, get some
here.
Subscribers there, drop it. Who knows?
Ooh.
Who knows
yeah,
what happens?
Yeah. I like it.
And we have one more question. We have two more, sorry. But Instagram famous versus TikTok famous. What would you rather be?
Okay, so I put a lot of thought into this. And
of course you have.
I think being TikTok famous is not even close to being Instagram famous, in my opinion.
Really?
There's people on TikTok with like 2 million followers who have 50K on their Instagram. And Instagram's here to stay. Yep. We know that. I give TikTok another year. It's like Vine. It's exactly mm-hmm. like Vine. It's the exact same premise, but just a little bit different. And all I'm going to say is in a year, if you're famous on TikTok, I'm sorry, you better start getting famous on other platforms or a following on other platforms, because it is not here to stay.
You kind of have to be smart with it. And I don't give this guy a lot of credit, but kind of Logan Paul made the transition from Vine to YouTube at a very good time to hold that fame.
Logan Paul and David yeah. Dobrik. A lot of people.
And like some of the...
Oh, I can't... David Dobrik, we'll talk about that in a minute.
We have... Oh, okay.
I have a topic.
I'm interested into this. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, I think Addison Rae and Charlie might be dealing with it fine with transitioning. They're so famous that I don't think TikTok following will hurt them. But they're people like
Addison and Charlie are fine. Addison, I'm telling you, Addison and Charlie are fine. All the big creators, they're going to be fine.
It's the other ones.
They're already making YouTube channels. I'm telling you, all these people who don't have that sort of backing and like the huge following, yeah. I'm talking less than 5 million on TikTok, then like that's going to be a problem for them, I feel.
It's going to, I don't think TikTok will last. We know that's the thing. Like, you're totally right. Instagram's going to last. TikTok might not.
As I was saying prior,
yes,
I feel like the transition is going to be hard for those creators, and I feel like Charlie and Addison are in a sense fine, and like also the really big creators, but they're doing like a great job with the Hype House and like all that type of stuff, because I feel like that's going to create a bigger brand that's branches off from just TikTok in a way. I don't know, that's just my opinion. Instagram famous over TikTok famous any day of the week.
That's the right answer. And we had one more question that we had to do. Is Wonder Woman better looking than Batman?
See, this is a stupid question, number one, because it's like, why are you even thinking about that? It's like, who is thinking about it? Kirby is thinking about this. I don't have an answer.
It's Batman.
It's plain and simple. Batman is sexy.
Come on. Batman's a good, and he's rich, so.
Unless it's Ben Affleck. Fuck you, Ben Affleck.
What?
God. I'm sorry. Everyone hated him.
As Batman, but as an actor, he's incredible.
Oh, as an actor, he's fine.
Ben Affleck is like, he's in my go-to.
I'm just saying, as Batman, it's just, I'm sorry, but
no, as Batman, good. I agree. He didn't do it right, but
I'm sorry to offend you, but
Ben Affleck.
Kirby's crying. But yeah, that's where I stand on that.
That wraps up our fan Q&A for this time. Those were our questions.
Thank you guys for listening to the fan Q&A.
Yeah, very weird questions. We have very weird fans. Mm-hmm. But you're saying something about David Dobrik.
Yes, David Dobrik. And I would like to talk about his Chipotle contest. I would. Because I would like to make the video. You know how he's doing the thing? I feel like we should explain it.
Yeah, so explain TikTok, it to people that don't
David Dobrik. Yeah, who are living under a rock. David Dobrik has a sponsorship from Chipotle where he gets this card and he gets unlimited Chipotle like for free. So Chipotle is giving him the opportunity to make like a challenge for his like subscribers, and they have to make a TikTok video like on why they deserve the Chipotle sponsorship for free Chipotle for a year, I think it is. So five people are going to win. He's going to get five cards. So I want to make a video because I want to win the freaking thing. And I had an idea. I'm not going to disclose it on this podcast because then someone else is going to do it and they're going to win, right? That's how good my idea is. But I'm just saying, in the near future, everyone keep an eye out for that. It's going to be on TikTok, but keep an eye out.
I think your toilet should do everything it can to make sure you do not win. For its sake, it should do everything it can to make sure you do not win that challenge.
Chipotle is so good, though.
It is, so but...
good. You ever have... What do you get? What's your order?
Oh, I just go in. I'll throw some beans on, get some...
But what? Like a burrito or like...
Oh, burrito. Like burrito. Talk? Always. Come on.
Okay, here's where we have a little... I don't know if there's... Because we have American listeners too, but I don't know if Burrito Boys or Fat Bastards is Canadian. I think it is. You know those places?
Yeah,
those
burrito places? Fat Bastard. Oh my God.
It's so good. Here's my thing. If I'm getting a burrito, I'm not going to Chipotle. I'm going to Fat Bastard or I'm going to Burrito Boys, right?
Yeah.
But if I'm getting a bowl, I'm going to Chipotle because I love their bowls. And really? Even, I know that this is going to cause some controversy, but the hard shell tacos from Chipotle, no one orders them. Hard shell tacos, slaps.
They're good. They're actually good. I just...
Really good.
For me, Chipotle is when I'm in a mall and I want a burrito. It's the only one there.
Yep.
I'll go to like a, if I really want burritos, I will go to a Fat Bastard or Burrito Boys because they are so good.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. I do agree with that. I don't think anyone can really disagree with that.
But don't get me wrong. I love their bowls. Their bowls are still really good. And I'll have them. It's just not my go-to usually when I'm there.
I agree. I think we can agree on that. But yeah, I would like to win that competition. I don't think I will, but I would like to enter.
Now, why wouldn't you win? So, why are you being such a Debbie Downer right now?
Dude, so many people are entering. It's like so much time, you know?
But it's you. You look. I'm going to give a very emotional speech. Listen, if David Dobrik is watching this, I'm looking right in the camera, okay? Put a close-up on me, producer, who is myself, and I'm going to do this in editing after.
Who's
look
Kirby?
At me. Okay, here we go. David, you want to give away some free Chipotle, okay? And Luke's family, they're not in a good place right now, okay?
Mm-mm.
Not because of the COVID.
We love Chipotle.
It's not because
not
of the
because
COVID,
of COVID.
But Luke's getting wild in that house, let me tell you. He's getting wild.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him the other day. Do you know what he was doing? He was running around the house with no pants on, and he was...
Going nuts.
And he was screaming.
Nuts, David, nuts. I'm going nuts,
He's
David.
Losing his mind, and the only thing...
David, answer our emails. Answer
yeah,
our
also
emails.
Answer
Come on the show.
Freaking emails,
answer
man.
Answer our emails, David.
All these YouTubers aren't answering their emails, man. But basically what I'm saying is this toilet, they're not on good terms with Luke, but if you give him this Chipotle... Mm-hmm. It's going to bring them back together.
Please, David. It'll bring us back together.
But also,
together.
Let's talk
Please,
about this.
David.
Why don't YouTubers know how to answer their stupid emails?
It's true. We do email a lot of creators because we would like to piggyback off of their fame. And none of
That's
them want
to That's a
blunt
way to put
that.
It. It's for the kids.
It is for the kids. And
we're trying to put together a charity live stream to raise money. And I've reached out to several
raise
managers,
awareness
TikTokers,
and
YouTubers. They don't know how to answer their stupid emails.
Yeah. We've had some trouble with that.
It's very annoying.
Last
it's,
couple of weeks.
At least tell us to fuck off. Like, if you really don't want to do it, I'd appreciate
Politely,
that.
Politely, please.
Yes, thank you.
David, Natalie. Natalie is beautiful. I love her. She's probably the one of the only reasons I watch the vlog. And him, too. He's cool. He's not really in them, though.
Yeah, that's kind
of
weird. The vlog squad stuff, he's not in them? I don't know. He hasn't posted in
a
while either. I don't blame him.
It's because of this whole thing. He doesn't need to post. He's set. He's fine. Let's be real.
That's so true. I don't know. I wish I got to that level, but I don't know. You know,
oh, he is popping.
It's sad when
sure.
YouTubers like that fall off, though. You have to stay on top. Like, when I was a kid.
He is on top.
But remember when Smosh was on top? Did you ever watch Smosh?
Okay, I do put a lot of thought into this. There are so many YouTubers that just have, like, tens of millions of subscribers, and their videos are getting, like, 700, 800K views.
Because they fall off.
What? I don't know. It's so Sad. Hard to stay relevant. It's so difficult to stay relevant. That's why.
But everybody makes different mistakes in
job.
It. Like, I'll use Smosh again. It's just a great example. When Smosh was just Smosh, I think it was brilliant. I would always laugh, though. Maybe it's just because I was really young. But then they became like a company. They hired actors for it and everything, and it fell off. And
it fell off, yeah. Even with like Minecraft YouTubers that were big back in the day, and now they're just still making Minecraft content because they can't get with what now is, and that's not Minecraft content on YouTube, at least the majority of content.
You have to
no
find a way to stay
there's
relevant.
No need for it.
Yeah, you have to find a way to stay relevant. Like Fortnite gamers, they're kind of falling off because
falling
Fortnite
off,
made them famous.
Yeah.
Now they don't play Fortnite. It's a big thing. Like,
you know, yeah.
We got popular for being racist. Now we're not racist, so we're kind of falling off. Like, we just
so
we have our issues.
Off.
It's different. Those are the good days. I mean,
I don't know. I agree with you there. Because, yeah, it's hard to stay relevant. David's doing a great job. So, David, if you're listening, Chipotle, hit me up.
Yeah, I'm interested
a good
for
company.
The video.
And also, I want to talk about Wendy's because I love their social media strategy.
What do they do?
So
Such a
funny.
Random thing to say.
They answer to, like, everyone's tweets and they, like, roast people. And they, like, roast McDonald's on Twitter all the time.
Are you serious?
Like, it's, they're really funny. We'll do a whole segment. We'll do a segment. Oh. And it's like, Wendy's, Wendy's roasts.
Dude, you just remind me of something because we talked about Chipotle and Wendy's. Do you know what my new absolute favorite thing to do is? And if you have Twitter, I want you to do this right now. All you have to do.
Have Twitter.
Is all you do is you go to the search feature and you look up Taco Bell. And you read the tweets with, like, Taco Bell's name in them. Some of them are like, hey, Taco Bell really fucked me up, man. Been on the toilet for 15 hours, bro. It's so funny. I'll go
We're
on Twitter, too.
Up the Twitter.
I'm going into Twitter, too. Let's pull this up.
Follow me on Twitter, at so DeFranco Luke.
Follow me, at Kirby Taco, Swim, with an extra Y in there.
Taco Bell.
Just look up,
790
like,
tweets Taco in Bell. The last hour.
Yeah, Jesus.
Let me look.
They're so funny, some of them. My body is not a temple. It is a
not
Taco
a temple,
Bell Express.
It is a Taco Bell Express. Oh, that's funny.
I told you, man. Oh, my God.
That is funny. These are funny.
There's so many good ones. Oh.
Wow, I did not know.
If you just
my
look it up.
My
body is
not a temple. It is a Taco Bell Express.
It's my favorite thing to do. I just search it for hours. It takes a while because they're all like BS tweets, but when you get the really funny ones about Taco Bell.
I've never in my entire life, I've never eaten Taco Bell.
What?
I've eaten it once and I threw it out because it was disgusting.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Never even like the Doritos Locos Nachos Tacos?
I would like to try it again because when I tried it, I was younger. I think I maybe ordered wrong. I don't know. I just can't wrap my mind around eating it.
It's so, I just find
it's
it like,
food,
it's just
food
fast
for
food.
Children.
It's fast food shit at the end of the day.
It's
That's
food
what
for
it is,
children.
Basically.
You know, fast food tier list, quickly, McDonald's is top tier, let's be real.
Has to be always. Harvey's for me is always top tier.
Never eaten Harvey's in my life. Actually, I've eaten it once. I don't remember it.
You even
Maybe
Canadian, bro?
I don't know.
Like, be real with me.
Bottom list, I'm sorry to do this, Burger King is not that good.
Their prices are really good, though. That's the only reason I like them. Their prices are top tier.
Their prices are
mine.
For a reason.
Yeah.
For a reason.
Well, yeah, but.
Wendy's top tier.
Always.
Good fast food.
Subway's top tier.
Subway's amazing. Firehouse is better, though.
Really?
If you ever had Firehouse subs, really good subs. Kirby's camera died, so that is going to conclude this week's episode. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. Follow us on Instagram, follow us on Snapchat, The Class Clown Pod. Ooh, let's make a Snapchat. Anyway, we'll make a Snapchat for this pod. Write that down. Anyway, Kirby's camera died, so
don't forget to subscribe. Rate 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. We need those a lot.
Yes.
Please.
Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Luke DeFranco. Videos probably every week. Dating show coming soon. I know everyone's very interested in watching that. So that will be coming out soon. Thank you, everyone, for listening this week. And thank you for watching. Leave a like, comment, subscribe. Thank you guys so much.
Hugs and kisses.
Peace.
Love you guys.
Peace.